Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, Colorado has gone insane. The inmates are running the asylum, and there's a Senate Bill 2008-200, which is now passed the Senate, the House, and it's been at Ritter's, Governor Bill Ritter's desk, and it's horrendous in its attack on free speech against homosexuality, its promotion of the homosexual agenda in the most aggressive way. So we'll be going through this bill. It's absolutely stunning how aggressive this is. It's called a bill concerning the expansion of prohibitions against discrimination. And you are going to be shocked. Forget about restrooms that you have to let guys into girls' restrooms. Forget about that. That may be part of this bill, but even if that's the case, if that's correctly interpreted by the Christian organizations that are so enraged about this, if that's part of this bill, that's the minor part. I mean, this bill is forcing homosexuality on everyone in the state. They make this supposed exception for churches, except that half of what churches do, they won't be able to discriminate against homosexuals. But there's a supposed exception for churches. So we'll get to that in a bit. That's horrendous, of course. And we have a governor who's a child killer and pro-homosexual, Bill Ritter. This is so extreme. It's just absolutely startling. But I want to give an update on yesterday's press release put out by American Right to Life, offering National Right to Life $10,000. National Right to Life was offered $10,000 if they can name a single justice on the U.S. Supreme Court who has ever supported the right to life of the unborn or the personhood of the unborn. And this press release has gone out all over the internet. And for example, it's the top story at covenantnews.com. right now, and that's not just in their pro-life news. They have their pro-life news section, it's the top story. They have their Covenant News blog, it's the top blog. They have their main news page, latest headlines, it's the top story, $10,000 offer to name one pro-life justice. Boy, this is a way to make the point, huh? So when National Right to Life comes out and says, this is not the right time, we need another judge on the Supreme Court, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of Christians and pro-lifers will have been educated to know the truth that there's not one who believes that the unborn child has a right to life. And that tells us that the strategy has failed. That tells us that the strategy has failed for 30 years regulating child killing. It simply failed. Okay, also that press release is all over the internet on news sites like CNBC and the Denver Post, Earth Times, Forbes, Houston Chronicle. I'm looking at dozens of websites that are airing this, that are running this press release right now, just picking out a handful for you. Pro-life blogs, Passionate Pro-Lifer, Sun Herald, which is a Southern Mississippi newspaper, Yahoo News, business journals all over the country, from Miami, Dallas, New England Tech, Austin, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, San Francisco, Puget Sound, Seattle. I mean, Brett Bart. So thank God that American Right to Life is getting the word out. Okay. Remember that homosexuals said that their lifestyle would not affect anyone else? Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. They cannot both be out of the closet at the same time. One or the other will be shoved into the closet. And we've had 10,000 pastors mostly asleep over the last 20 years as this has developed. And when Bob Inyart Live, for 10 years, one of our main efforts was to re-stigmatize homosexuality and stop the onslaught against the Christian worldview, Christian morality, many Christians did speak up. Many ministries spoke up about homosexuality, but it wasn't to condemn homosexuality. It was to condemn Bob and Yurt Live all those years. And now our children, what percentage of young girls in middle school and high school experiment with bisexuality? What percentage? It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying, the percentage of young girls, even the girls that go to good churches, where the pastors don't warn the parents, don't send your kids, don't send your daughter to a godless public school, because she will be used sexually. You can guarantee, you can virtually guarantee she will be used sexually. It'll save you money, but it very well could destroy your family and your daughter. It'll save you money, but it very well could destroy your family. And when Christian parents and pastors say, oh, I send my kids to public school so they can be a light? Well, how about then when they're doing terribly for 2 or 3 years and they're not witnessing to anybody? Why do you keep them in public school? See, that exposes the reality that it's not for the kid to be a missionary. That's not the reason. A great tragedy is coming across our state of Colorado here. And so I'd like to get to this bill, Senate Bill 200, now at the governor's desk in Colorado. And this is to expand prohibitions against discrimination. Now, back in the late 90s, there was Amendment 2, which focused on the family support. Today, they would not support it. At least we were told that by their vice president of public policy, Tom Minery. He just said they wouldn't support it. Why? Because they don't have a solid foundation. Their foundation for political policy, public policy, is the culture. Whatever the culture accepts at any given moment, that's about as much as they would advocate for. And so Amendment 2 was Colorado's effort to slow down the homosexual agenda, and it was the most significant anti-homosexual law passed in any state. It passed statewide, and it said that people had the freedom that they could not be forced to hire a homosexual. You have a business, you're hiring somebody, you believe homosexuality is immoral, a perversion, sin, a degrading lifestyle, terrible influence on your family, friends, your employees, yourself, and you don't want to hire two lesbians to work in the mailroom. You don't want to hire a homosexual to run the personnel department, human resources, which is the case throughout corporate America. Homosexuality, somehow homosexuals took over the human resource departments of 1,000 corporations. How did that happen? You could research it, figure it out. You wouldn't have to hire a homosexual. You wouldn't have to be forced, and Colorado voted for that overwhelmingly, and that's when homosexuals nationwide back in the late 90s started to boycott Colorado, and our state economy just exploded. We led the nation in economic growth for a few years while the homosexuals were boycotting Colorado. It was all interesting. But at any rate, now we have the exact opposite. Now we have the exact opposite. The House and the Senate in Colorado has passed this bill to expand prohibitions against discrimination, and it specifically focuses on homosexuality. And it has to do with housing practices and places of public accommodation and publication of discriminative matter. How about that? This bill, it's hard to comprehend. And where in the world was the ACLU? Oh, I guess they're at the same place they were when Colorado, the state legislature, passed this anti-residential picketing law. I guess the ACLU was asleep at the switch. Banning publication of discriminative matter. And the list is enormous with where this law applies, but they say, but it doesn't apply at a church. So let's say your church is going to rent a room from, let's say at the YMCA. Oh, let's say at the Apex Center in Jefferson County, this massive public recreation center. Well, the Apex Center specifically has to abide by this law if the governor signs it, and they're not going to allow anyone to rent their facility unless they sign a non-discrimination policy that they will not discriminate against homosexuals. So as your church goes to interact with 10,000 other businesses and parts of the culture, your church will be discriminated against. Unless you advocate, support, tolerate, promote, forget about tolerate homosexuality, you're going to have to endorse it, or you're in big trouble. So it goes on and on and on. There's a legislative declaration that the Colorado legislature finds, determines, and declares that nothing in this act is intended to impede or otherwise limit protections for religious profession and worship. Okay, now that's comforting, right? When they're going to force our culture to aggressively promote homosexuality and accept it. All right, so the next part of the act has to do with definitions and, let's see, restrictive covenant, any specification limiting the transfer, rental, or lease of any housing because of sexual orientation, marital status, family status. So people are shacking up, you got to rent to them. How about polygamy? Can't discriminate on the basis of marital status. How about incest? Once the liberals knocked down the barrier of sex only within marriage, the Christians were naive, thinking they could fight the brush fires in a dozen battlefields simultaneously and completely give up the high ground of sex only within marriage. That is the law that we should have been educating people about for the last 40 years, that sex needs to be legal only within marriage. All right, so this bill, it's sort of like NAFTA. You know, NAFTA, free trade, I'm all for free trade. NAFTA and GATT, they're like thousands of pages each, these bills. Well, you can hide a lot of wicked particulars in 1,000 pages, and this bill's not 1,000 pages. But it goes on and on and on and on and on. It'll take you an hour, hours maybe, to read it carefully. So let's see, the next section, discrimination in places of public accommodation. Now, so you're not allowed to discriminate on the basis of homosexuality in any place of public accommodation, and that's defined here to mean any place of business engaged in any sales to the public. Now, Bob and Yurt Live, this is a place of business. This is a radio show. And we sell materials that teach people that homosexuality is a perversion. So if this is passed into law, it has been passed by the Colorado House and the Colorado Senate, and it's now at the governor's desk. So if this Senate Bill 200 is passed into law, let's see. Let's see, does your place of business, will you be affected by this? No discrimination in places of public accommodation. Places of public accommodation means any place of business engaged in any sales to the public and any place offering services, facilities, privileges, advantages, or accommodations to the public, including but not limited to any business offering wholesale or retail sales to the public. So the business is going to have to make sure, they're going to have to say, look, we will not discriminate against homosexuals. You say, well, that's fine, isn't it? Oh, and you know what? We might not want to sell to any business that does discriminate against homosexuals. Like Amazon.com years ago, they sell books at Amazon.com that were endorsed by NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association, with homosexual pedophilia, sex with children, men having sex with children, sex by eight or it's too late, books teaching pedophilia to men, how to seduce children and get away with it. And Amazon.com actually sold those books. And we would contact them. 1,000 Christians contacted them. They said, we have a non-discrimination policy. We sell pedophilia, homosexual pedophilia books. Well, then some homosexuals contacted Amazon.com and said, well, there's this Bobinyart Live, and their materials say that homosexuals are perverted. They're sinful. And so Amazon wasn't selling any of our stuff. No, they weren't selling any of our stuff. We were selling some books on Amazon.com. They were like a supplier to us. And Amazon.com and said, we will not be a supplier to you. And if you claim us as a supplier, we will sue you. We said, well, you sell books of homosexual pedophiles teaching people to have sex with kids. Well, that's because we have a non-discrimination policy. Yeah, but we point out that that's perverse and it shouldn't be allowed and homosexuality is sinful. Oh, we will not allow you to sell our materials. So we will not be a wholesaler to a Christian business that teaches people that homosexuality is perverse. So Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. Do you see why Christians have to stop compromising with the world and stand on the unchanging truth of God's word? We have to teach people. If we teach people that homosexuals should have equal rights, now, that's not true. That's not true. And there is no such world where that can be true. There is no such make-believe la-la land where Christianity and homosexuality have equal rights. There is no such world. Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. They cannot both be out of the closet at the same time. If homosexuality comes out of the closet, Christians will be shoved in the closet. And if you doubt that, if you're an employee at any major corporation, you let it be known that you think homosexuality is a perversion, and you will be on your way out the door. That corporate culture will work to one day get you fired because of your beliefs. So Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive, and there are not equal rights for homosexuals. Focus on the Family made this colossal, massive error 10 years ago when they started on a campaign preaching equal rights for homosexuals. That was unbiblical. It was foolhardy, and it's led to an ever-increasing homosexual culture in America, where is it a majority of our young daughters experiment with homosexuality, lesbianism? Is it a majority? Seems to us. I mean, we live in this world and we talk to people who attend public high schools and colleges, and it seems like it's a majority of young girls, even from Christian churches, where their parents are foolish enough to send them to a godless public school where they will be tempted aggressively for 10 years. And you have a godly son, and you send him to a public school where two or three girls will invite him to have sex simultaneously, and he's a pillar of morality and strength. Why? Because you are? He's going to be a missionary to those around him. Why? Because you do? We sacrifice our children at the altar of saving money for a free public education that costs them their souls. So you can't discriminate against homosexuals in any place that has any kind of interaction with the public, and not even a wholesale or retail sales to the public, any place to eat, drink, sleep, or rest. Now, some of our listeners went to the Denver Department of Health a few years back because they were at a fast food restaurant downtown on Spear, and an assistant manager and an employee of the restaurant went into the one stall men's room and locked the door, and they were having sex in the men's room, the two male employees of this fast food restaurant. And it was so disgusting. They had the table. They were eating their lunch closest to the men's restroom. They could hear them having sex. Two male homosexuals at a fast food restaurant. I won't say which fast food restaurant. I won't say. But our one listener of the show, Brenda, she threw up her taco salad. She just threw it up. And so they complained. Of course, you know, the restaurant didn't care. They went to the Denver Department of Health to complain. I mean, is it part of health? Is it part of the Denver Department of Health regulations that restaurant employees can have sex during business hours at the restaurant? And you know what happened when they went to inform the Denver Department of Health, which had been effectively fully sodomized by then already? They were told that they should take classes on AIDS education and they should not be discriminatory. And they're like, what are you talking about? They said, you should take classes on AIDS education. They said, we're here complaining about two restaurant employees having sex during working hours in a public restroom. And then they come out and they go handling the food. And the Denver Department of Health wanted to, if anything, prosecute the listeners of our radio show. They wouldn't even say boo to this restaurant. So this is what is in store. This is the kind of thing that's in store. So any place to eat, drink, sleep, or rest cannot discriminate against homosexuals or transvestites or what? Prostitutes or whatever, whatever sexually you do, or bestiality. I mean, that's in the standard zoning laws in America. Standard zoning laws have been changed so that if your county or your city adopts a boilerplate standardized zoning laws, your zoning laws will decriminalize entertainment with sex with animals. Your zoning laws will state, your zoning laws, your boilerplate zoning laws in America will state that entertainment involving homosexuality, bisexuality, transgender, transvestite, bestiality, sex with animals, it's all legalized in your zoning laws. Did you know that? Let's see, no discrimination in any sporting or recreational area and facility, any public transportation facility, barbershop, bathhouse. And that's great, right? Homosexual bathhouses in San Francisco have a stellar reputation at protecting the public health and safety. Swimming pool, bath, steam or massage parlor. It's a good thing they got the massage parlors in there, right? Gymnasium. So some homosexual, some guy does, he's a massage therapist, and some homosexual comes and, forget it. Gymnasium, other establishment conducted to serve. Campsites, trailer camps, clinic, hospital, convalescent home, or other institution. Ailing, aged, infirm, mortuary, undertaker, cemetery. Educational institution. So any school. Any school, you can't discriminate on the basis of homosexuality. And that doesn't just mean you are going to service homosexuals or admit them. That means you cannot discriminate on the basis of homosexuality. You can't publish discriminative matter. It's forbidden according to Section 8, subsection 24-34-701. Which is actually a section of the Colorado Revised Statutes, which is now amended by this law, if it's signed by Governor Ritter, to say you cannot publish, directly or indirectly, you can't publish or circulate or distribute or give away or display in any way, manner, or shape, or by any means or method, except with some exceptions, anything that discriminates against homosexuality, or any public park, building, theater, arena, hall, auditorium, museum, library, exhibit. So BC Tours, Biblically Correct Tours, they do tours at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. But maybe the museum could say, we have a policy, you can't discriminate against homosexuality. We'd like to see your policy. And they say, well, we believe homosexuality is a sin. Well, you can't give tours here anymore. You're not complying with the state law. Library, exhibit, or public facility of any kind, whether indoor or outdoor, it is a discriminatory practice and unlawful for a person to directly or indirectly refuse, withhold from, deny, based on sexual orientation, marital status, and it goes on and on. And here's this Section 8, publishing of discriminative matter forbidden. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is, the ACLU, they're maggots anyway. They support child killing. But they're phony. They're frauds when they say they support free speech. They're liars. The founder of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, he defended the Soviet Union for decades. They didn't have any free speech. He's just an atheist God-hater. People who are atheists, they hate God. Isn't that weird? So no person, owner, proprietor, manager, superintendent, of any place of public accommodation, resort, amusement, directly or indirectly, by himself or through another, shall publish, issue, circulate, send, distribute, give away, or display in any manner, way, shape, or by any means or method, you know, with some exceptions, any kind of material that discriminates against sexual orientation, yada, 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 yada. It's just startling. It's startling. And there are exceptions in here, but this is absolutely startling. And the exceptions would gradually be whittled away. And, of course, this would go to the U.S. Supreme Court. But, of course, Antonin Scalia, he says that there's nothing about marriage or murder or adultery or kidnapping that it has any relationship to his job. He only rubber stamps things that follow the process. So if they follow the process and they say only homosexuals can get married, then Antonin Scalia would uphold it because they followed the process. Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school in Arvada, Maranatha.